The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Donald Trump says you should be ashamed of yourself for the Republican delegate selection process. He says it's rigged. What do you say? What do you say to that allegation?
Well, I mean, it's clearly not. Look, all the candidates have the rules of the game, and they've actually all been participating in the rules. So in the case of Colorado, all of the candidates were participating. And let me just say, in Colorado, it wasn't just a weekend state convention. The convention system, which is used by some states, not a lot, actually started a month ago in precincts where 60,000 people participated. Then it went to the county. Then it went to the congressional districts, Wolf, and then it went to a state convention, and the candidates all participated at every single step of the way. So there were no complaints about that system, at least in Colorado. The second thing I'd say, Wolf, is that the RNC doesn't subscribe for the states. What states individually want to do with how they allocate their delegates. These are decisions that each of the states make. Under our rules, those decisions have to be submitted by October 1st of 2015, which they were. And by the way, the consequence of not submitting a plan by October 1st of 2015 is that you would have to then use the same delegate plan that was used in 2012.
But
so
Ryan,
this was all
let me just interrupt.
All been out there.
But I understand all these rules. They're very complex in all the states, the Republican parties in all the states. They have different rules. But he specifically said you, and you're the chairman of the Republican National Committee, you should be ashamed of yourself for what's going on. How extraordinary is that?
I have no idea historically how extraordinary that is. Given the year we have, I honestly don't take it all that personally. But I do have to respond, though, when a campaign says that the RNC is, rigging the rules. It's just not the case. The rules have been set. They're in place. They're not going to change in these states. And they're the same, for the next state, New York, they're all out there. Everyone knows what the rules are. So I have to respond, though, if the party of which I'm the chairman of is getting attacked, especially when it's not true.
I appreciate the soberness of Reince Priebus. I mean, the rules are the rules. And, it's just... I think part of this, however side you fall on this, if you want to see it through a Trump heart that he's your man, then you feel like, hey, maybe he's getting cheated here. But you also have to consider the empirical evidence, and that is that, Donald Trump, was asleep at the wheel. And it was a rough week. Again, he had another one of those rough weeks. I mean, he failed to have a ground team in Colorado. He fired his campaign manager there, I think, on the eve of the vote. Everything unwound. So he really left himself vulnerable. Didn't even bother to go out there, even in his own admission. Didn't even go out there to get to give a speech. Well, you got to know he understands this from business. That business goes where it's invited. Delegates go where they're invited and they feel welcomed. So for him to present, an idea that this thing is rigged. I think it just disrupts the process all the more, and it gives guys like Wolf Blitzer and other left-leaning pundits to say, whoa, look at the Republicans, and
I would say that the firing of the of his campaign manager out there, I would fire that person too. Why didn't that campaign manager explain to him how it works? Did the campaign manager not know? So
I got to imagine, I'm not excusing, I wasn't there. There is so much to understand. You know, it's like the first time you do this, like anything, the first time you do a job, there's only so much you can absorb. And then the second time you do it, it's so much more. And then, you know, and along the way, you have those moments where you say, wow, how did I miss that? I mean, look, we had two of Trump's kids didn't even get registered to vote for New York. I mean, you know, come on. It's, like I said, it's been a rough week. But the conversation continues, and I appreciate you joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email. Comes to me direct. NSA approved, I might say. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. There is something amiss. I say wrong, only amiss, in the city of Columbia. That's my Freudian slip there. And Michael Ware is here to tell us about it. He writes for Liberty Alliance. His articles appear on Constitution.com. He's a husband, a father, and he's like the rest of us, trying to live the good life in the midst of all the insanity. Michael Ware, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm good, sir. I hope you are.
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. Hey, what's going on in Colombia there? I mean, this bathroom law, I mean, it's everybody's all excited about this deal, and now all of a sudden, you know, you got rock stars don't want to perform, and it's a problem for them because, you know, we think that bathrooms should be gender specific.
Well, I think one of the biggest issues is just the hypocrisy that you see behind their whole, you know, I'm not coming. I'm going to stand up for, I think Bruce said, freedom fighters. And in reality, they didn't have a problem with the same situation when they booked the concerts. And, I mean, this was the situation before. And basically all the law has changed is it's not allowing, men dressed as women to go into the women's restroom with women. It's kind of hypocritical, I believe, especially when you consider we looked at the thing with Bruce Willis. You're not having a problem with Christians not baking cakes or delivering flowers to sodomite weddings, but you're mad because a man can't use a woman's restroom. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, I hate to inform these people, but around America, there are people that adhere to that naturally. So.
Exactly.
You know, so this is going to be a problem now? I mean, what state in the union are you left to play in and give a concert or bake cookies or do whatever, or the NFL play a football game? Because, you know, all of a sudden people are to double think and say, okay, you know what? I'm going to use the other sex's restroom just to go along to get along. You know, maybe 1 out of 10 times. Is that okay? Is that acceptable?
Right, exactly. And the problem that we have to understand, I think, as people who have a little bit of common sense about this, we have to understand this is just like everything else. It is a political wedge used by one certain side to wedge along their agenda and to basically take away our liberties. And they're doing it because, I mean, if we really look at the situation, the population that we're dealing with is less than 3%.
Exactly. So, I mean, some are saying as little as 1.5% by some evidence. Anyway, in any number, it is definitely a very small number of people by comparison, and we've got the tail shaking the dog, confusing correct. Our future generation out to try to figure out what's going on. I mean, look, you know, Michael, we've all been teenagers. We all go through that area where you're trying to figure out what's up, what's down, what's left, what's right already anyway. And now all of a sudden you've got a culture and a government that's saying, hey, we're going to just scramble eggs this whole thing. And as Judge Antonin Scalia would say, it's just a bunch of applesauce happening in our culture right now.
Well, and one of the worst things about it is I've openly confessed to, you know, my church and to my family, if this law would have been passed when I was 15, 16 years old, I would have dressed like a woman every day just so I could go shower with women.
Yeah.
I mean, I was depraved. When you're that young and hormones are driving your mind process and people are saying it's okay, then why would you not?
Right.
Why would you not take advantage of that? So,
yeah,
that's what we're dealing with.
Well, and nobody's looking at the trajectory of all this. We all think just in the, you know, for the sake of, hey, why can't we all just get along and be accepting to things? All of a sudden, we're supposed to force ourselves into accepting something that's unnatural. And as you cited, from just a small representation, I mean, we are making huge accommodation for a small exception in our country. Now, I'm not saying, hey, nobody's calling for anybody to be burnt to the stake here, but let's be responsible,
right, exactly.
Okay?
Right. Well, no, and that's the thing. It's not what right do they not have that they didn't have 3 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the question that we have to ask. There was not a situation until a liberal mayor and a convicted pedophile in Charlotte decided that they were going to write a law. And then they were going to call it equality. Well, they had the same equal rights to use the bathroom to begin with. It's not an issue. See, that's what everybody wants to frame it as, something that, you know, we look back at the civil rights. And to me, if I was a black man, I would be very upset that you would take this whole thing that was a struggle for 100 years for the right to vote and to use the same restroom facilities and to eat at the same restaurant as everybody else, and you're framing this in the same, you know, discussion with people who can use the bathroom with people of the same sex. It's not an issue of whether or not they're being restricted or having to go to a lesser facility. It's just a facility of that matches the sexual organs they were born with and the chromosomes they were born with. There's no part of their body that would say that they were anything other than, you know, male or female, what they were born as. And so it seems to me common sense, but you know, as my grandfather used to say, common sense is not that common.
Well, sometimes, as my grandfather would say, is that we can be so open-minded about matters that our brains fall out. And I see this is, you know, I think this is what's happening because, you know, at some point you got to say this is an issue of decency. I mean, would you want your 5-year-old daughter going into a restroom? I mean, it's already tough enough as it is, and we're careful about letting our kids go without supervision going into a bathroom. I can't tell you how many bathrooms when the kids were growing up, if their mother wasn't around, I was standing outside the door. And, you know, that kind of deal. So now we're going to, you know, abandon any kind of sense of reason and decency and just say, okay, no big problem, in order to deal with somebody else's misunderstanding and allow that misunderstanding and dare I say, confusion. And some may be shocked because they say, I'm not confused at all. Well, okay, all that's fine. God bless you that you're so settled, you know, this way. But, to me, that is a personal deal. And it's a personal choice, you know, have at it on a personal standpoint. But when you want to use the strong arm of the law to impose your rightness on 97-98% of America, I go, whoa, wait a minute here. And where are the courts? Where's people of reason to be able to just say, you know what? You know, that's unacceptable. We're just not going to deal with this. I mean, it doesn't.
Well, and that's the issue with what's going on in Colombia, because they've been trying to push the same laws through, and Nikki Haley stands up there and says it's not happening.
Right.
And that's where we have to be concerned, because she is outwardly conservative, but is she hiding these things? She has to know they're going on. This is the city she lives in.
Yes, exactly. Well, and this is the problem. You know, if people of reason are going to turn their heads and backs to unreasonable things, hey, is it any wonder? And again, like you, Michael, I'm thinking, what are we passing on to our kids and our grandkids? Confused America? This is absolutely insane. Conversation with Michael Ware continues. Stay with us, America. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, we just keep wanting more because we're consumers, and that's just the way we become. It's the nature of our culture. You understand that. And 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you along with us as we continue our conversation with Michael Ware, who writes for Liberty Alliance, and his articles appear on Constitution.com. You know, Michael, just to kind of wrap up our conversation from the first segment about this pressure, whether it's from, you know, the government and, you know, NFL, you know, major sports venues and that sort of thing, you know, wanting to, you know, put injury on a city or on a state that's dealing with these cultural issues. I think this thing's going to come back and bite them, you know, where they don't want to be bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because people here in North Carolina, because I'm right on the state line between North and South Carolina, and everyone I've talked to is saying, look, NFL, go away. We won't watch you anymore. You know, we're going to choose what is right over entertainment. Now, that's rare in America anymore, but I think that's one of the things we're seeing. North Carolina is getting mad because it's our children and our wives that are in danger. And so, you know, it's real easy for Bruce Willis, who never takes his family in public because he can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bruce Springsteen.
And
it's real easy for him to sit and judge when it's not his wife or daughter going into the bathroom with God on their suit.
Right.
So his little girl's not going to go to, you know, the high school and have to dress out and shower with young men who wear dresses to school. He's not actually facing that. It's real easy to judge, you know, sitting in a mansion. So,
right.
And I think we have to realize we're kind of being bullied. And once our reaction to that should be anger. We should be mad that you're trying to push us into a position that's not only unwise, it's not safe.
Exactly. And the thing is, it's always difficult when entertainment venues organizations, whether it's rock groups or whatever, start entering into the political fray. You know, we saw this happen from time to time with other groups who want to get political. What was the girls group, country group, when they went after
Dixie Chicks.
What happened to them? I mean, they just kind of, you know, and they're a talented group of people, and we love listening to them. But, you know, you start getting political. It's like, well, you know, that's not what we're giving you our money for. We're giving the money and investing and appreciating, saying thank you for the entertainment that you offer. Once you start getting into the politics, well, then, you know, it is a fine line, and some of them are finding that this doesn't work. And for Bruce Springsteen, it's like, okay, now you've just, we've got 320 million here in America. You've just lopped off a portion. So, okay, how much more of the apple do you want to cut out? And now you're only talking to a fragment of your potential universe because of your political standing.
Let's be honest. I mean, he did it, and then Adams come out and did the same thing. But we're talking about people who were popular 25 years ago when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. They're not really that popular anyway. I mean, so the people that he's really alienating are those who would still continue to listen to him, those who actually have kids and grandkids.
Right.
Not the younger crowd, because they don't listen to him anyway.
Right.
And so he's really making mad the only people that are still buying and listening.
Exactly.
And so it can be very dangerous for him.
Well, Michael, I want to go to another article that you wrote that was published in theconstitution.com is regarding Missouri and an amendment that they're posing that has been tried before. And each time, we're being told by a judge or a panel of judges that it is unconstitutional. You cannot state that a child is a child. And it's like, wait a minute, there's just something that's not settled here. And, you know, we've talked about it on this show, is that, you know, when the truth settles in your heart, even if you're against it, and if you're open to the truth, it just settles you. You know, there's some peace, there's some sense of, okay, I've got resolution here. I may not agree, but, okay, I understand. This is the problem with this particular issue time and again, and why it keeps on coming back, is that it's not necessarily that it's ideologically fixed, as much as it is just, it rhymes, in, if I can say, there's rhyme and reason in our heart. You know when you're speaking the truth and it's settled there and you go, yeah, okay, I can live with this. Maybe I need to adjust on my end or, you know, conversely. But in this particular case, it keeps coming back because we're resisting the obvious and we're trying to force a round peg in a square hole, are we not?
Yes, and it doesn't make sense. I think that's one of the reasons that we see that the pro-abortion movement always discusses rights of the women and their bodies and health issues rather than actually addressing, is this a person? Mm-hmm. How do we know it's a person? And in my article, one of the things that I really feel like it's unbelievable that someone could say, okay, this thing that is going to be a child if we leave it alone is not a child, and so we're allowed to go in and kill this. Then they even compared it to cancer, you know, a living tissue. Mm-hmm. But that's all it is. My whole thing is, if it's going to be anything other than a child, then we can discuss it. Okay, you know, if it's going to come out a dog, there's a possibility it's going to be, you know, a cat or whatever. Then we can talk about maybe killing it. Even that, I think, is inhumane. But but we can at least have the discussion. But we're talking about human children, babies, the most innocent and defenseless beings there is. And the problem that I have with this whole issue is a lot of times we'll say we're pro-life, but if this doesn't happen or if this, and we make all these exceptions, and we are actually giving up half the fight when we begin to do that. And I think that's even what's going to happen here is this will probably, like the rest of it, will be thrown out because they will reject. They won't base it on the argument that it's a child. They'll say, well, this woman won't be able to do this and won't be able to do that. And see, and here's the issue. I think the problem is Missouri and other states have to stand up to the Supreme Court and say, well, you really don't have jurisdiction here on this argument to dictate to us what our law should be. According to the Constitution, unless we're dealing with another state, you have no say. So we're going to do what we want to.
Right. And I agree with you. I think it needs to take a stand there, but they got to figure out which sword they want to fall on and what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
For so long, they've been conditioned to just, you know, relinquish that right to the federal government in this one-size-fits-all social engineering concept. And, you know, and I believe this is one of the main reasons why 7 out of 10 Americans say that we're on the wrong track. Michael, answer me this. If when a person dies, one of the first things they check is brain activity, right? If there's no brain activity, he's dead. Okay, and we say that person is dead. Now, if a child, I think of, 21 days or so, there's noticeable brain activity.
Right.
So, on the other side of the bookend, why is that not valid?
Well, and that's the question that you have to ask. For me, we always, even dealing with plant life, Bill, you know as well as I do that when you plant a seed and it begins to germinate, you consider it to be alive. Why? Because
absolutely,
it's growing.
Right.
And so if you go out and you spray, you know, Weed Be Gone on my tulips and they die, what has happened? You just killed life. Even if it's in the wintertime when, you know, there's nothing but a bulb there, it has germinated, so there's life exists. Well, now we're talking about plants. How can we not turn around and take this same logic and apply it to the sperm, you know, the sperm fertilizing the seed of the woman and becoming a child?
Right.
It just makes no sense, you know, because it looks functional and functions as something other than a human being because it doesn't walk or I even had a lady tell me, oh, it's not viable. Well, neither is a 2-year-old.
Right.
So would it be okay for a woman to take her 2-year-old and set it out in the snow and let it die?
Exactly.
No, of course not.
Right.
And I think the heart of that our argument needs to stop being, well, we need to stop doing this because it's, you know, just wrong. We need to begin to frame it with this understanding. We are killing children. If they were killing children down the road from my house,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go to the law and say, more than once at least, they're killing children down there. Y'all need to stop this.
Exactly.
And then go, well, no, they deserve to die or they're not really human. I'm going to eventually walk down there and say, y'all are going to stop this or y'all are going to kill me because I'm going to stop you from doing it.
Michael, we're all out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Michael Ware on Bill Martinez Live.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7 second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Some say when Richie Valens and the boys went down on that plane, it was the day the music died, right? A little La Bamba for you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. Ron Meyer is with us. He is the Red Alert Politics Editor. Ron, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, we want to talk millennials. I mean, millennials are the important segment. We just keep on gravitating to how significant they are because we see what they've done for one Bernie Sanders campaign.
That's right. Well, they are significant, and the reason why is because they're the largest share of eligible voters this election, and they're going to be more than a quarter of the electorate in 2020. So they keep getting more and more valuable as they age and as other demographics get older and pass away. And so with millennials, Republicans have struggled with them, and certainly President Obama has run really good campaigns, and Bernie Sanders has taken some of that energy from the past Obama campaigns. But the interesting thing is that the youth turnout in the primaries for Democrats is actually down, even though Bernie Sanders is winning a huge percentage of them. He's not turning them out in the numbers that Obama was. Republicans have an opportunity this year with the next generation, and there's been poll after poll that shows some of our candidates polling decently well with this demographic. But the issue is there going to be effort? And frankly, also, are they a nominated candidate who could possibly win that demographic? And certainly,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Trump has struggled, to say the least.
Well, you see the situation, for example, the way millennials have kind of retracted from Hillary Clinton. They look at her and it's kind of, you know, and they see her as old. Millennials want to know what's fresh, what's new. And I think that was the exciting thing for, you know, President Obama, Barack Obama, when he was running in 2008. He was fresh and new. Hillary's like, it's kind of old, and millennials kind of retract from that. I find that to be the case. And to your point, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it's not just you, it's the polls, too. 67% of millennial voters disapprove of Hillary Clinton. 67%. Mm-hmm. And yet 62% of them still like President Obama, still have a favorable view of Obama. So that shows you that they do think independently, and the ones that like Obama, a lot of them don't like Hillary Clinton for exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the baton's just not being transferred over because they've made kind of a visceral gut reaction. I've seen this time and time again. Somebody opened my eyes to this quite a while ago in terms of, you know, that whole idea that once and you can see this in young kids as well, is that what happened was this friend of mine told me a story about their grandchild. That this grandchild always wore this fanny pack. Everywhere it went, had to have this fanny pack. It was like their, you know, their security blanket. And it was there until one day they saw the grandmother have a fanny pack, and all of a sudden he stopped wearing the fanny pack. And the mom says, what happened? You know, what's going on? All of a sudden you're not wearing your fanny pack. Oh, that's old. Why is that old? Well, grandma's got it. You know, it's just not cool. And so you get that cool old thing going on. And I just saw this so clearly with Hillary. I'm seeing it with Donald Trump in a way, because he's not vibrating. He's not connecting with that group, the bridge into the millennials. And we'll see if Ted Cruz can effectively do that. Because there hasn't been anybody on the GOP side since, Rand Paul, right?
Well, that's correct. Marco Rubio beat Hillary Clinton in a few polls among millennials. John Kasich consistently does. But, you know, both of those guys are essentially out. Even if Kasich is still running, it's tough to see the math for him. Ted Cruz, there has been one Fox News poll in March showed him beating Hillary Clinton by 4 points among millennials, showing that I think he could be competitive. The issue is with Ted Cruz, he has to, and this has been in the news all week, right? Can Ted Cruz be likable? That's the question. Because likability matters. The fact that the same group of people can approve of President Obama, disapprove of Hillary Clinton, disapprove of Donald Trump, yet have favorable views of a bunch of Republican politicians too, it's possible to win over millennials. And likability matters more than policy. And that's unfortunate in this day and age, but we know this, and it's something that we have to admit. And as a Republican Party, the Republican Party has to admit it too, that we have to pick a candidate that resonates, that is relatable, that is likable to the next generation and to voters as a whole. And it's going to matter incredibly so for this coming election.
Well, to a degree, it still is a beauty contest. I mean, people look at somebody and just say, can I see this person, male or female, as my president?
That's right.
The question they ask, right? I mean, you know, so no matter, I mean, even at the end of the day, whatever they say in that, is that person presidential enough for them?
Well, and for millennials, they want to know that you resonate with them, that you understand their problems. I mean, that's the funny thing with Bernie Sanders is, you know, you have this grandpa, this what I call him is he's either an amicable professor or your favorite grandpa. And so that resonates with them because he talks about their issues. He talks about college problems. He lays out the problems they're facing. His solutions aren't great solutions and they're gimmicky, but sometimes you just have to let people know that you understand their problems. And with millennials, it's student loans, it's the youth unemployment crisis, it's this malaise that the economy's been in. And Bernie Sanders has captured that. You don't see any of the Republican politicians or the Republican frontrunners talking about those issues in a passionate way that, you know, you imagine how Ronald Reagan would lay out a story and talk about how people were going through certain issues. We don't see our politicians anymore talking about what's happening to the next generation and the economic woes they're facing.
Well, and this is why, whether it's Republican or Democrat, you know, Ron, I've been saying, I think for the first time in a long time, we might end up with an election where somebody wins with a popular vote of, you know, like the mid-30s, which would be unheard of, you know, because this because of lack of participation, the people are burnt out over this stuff, and, you know, the offings, you know, what's being presented out there on either side, isn't necessarily passing the so what test. I mean, it's almost like if somebody said, hey, you know what, we're going to cancel the 2016 election because we just have a bad draft group here or something. You know, probably most of the people say, okay, yeah, that's fine.
Well, just imagine, I mean, so the 2004 race when it was Kerry versus Bush, it was sort of like the worst. A lot of people were like, well, I don't really like either of them. But their disapprovals were in the 50s at worst, okay? Mm-hmm. If we have Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump's unfavorability among millennials is 75 or 80%. Overall, it's hovering between 60 and 70%. Hillary Clinton is high 50s, and for millennials, it's high 60s. And so I believe you're right. You're going to just see people turn out. People aren't going to – if you don't like either candidate, why would you show up? And that's why there might be an opening for a third-party challenger, but it has to be somebody who's compelling. And it just – it makes this election very, very bizarre and, frankly, a little bit sad for our country that we can't get excited about anybody because we have a lot of big problems to fix.
Well, we could only hope if a legitimate third-party candidate with the right message – that could coalesce the disparate groups in America. I think America is just longing to be united, but it is longing for leadership. And that's what's looking for. And I always believe that the cream rises to the top. But in this particular case, something's holding it back right now. It's just not rising.
It's division in America. I mean, that's the problem is that we're forwarding candidates who divide us because we like that they hate the other side. I mean, Clinton is just sort of the next person in line, but on the Republican side, people are so frustrated with that, and that's why they're supporting Donald Trump, is because he'll actually stick it to the other side, or they think he will, and he's talking about some issues that no one else will. But we have to, I think you're right, if we find a uniter, if we find someone who will actually bring the country together around a common purpose, I think the third-party challenger could be there.
I think we're dying to be united once again. We've been so hyphenated and bifurcated in so many ways that we've become the ununited states, is what I say, Ron. Hey, real quick here, with less than a minute, I just want to get your input on Trump's campaign manager. You know, the Florida prosecutor says, "Nope, we're not going to do it. We're letting Lewandowski off the hook here."
Well, it just seems like I'm not sure who's identifying the law because the law seems pretty clear. But, I mean, it's so many different legal factors to play. But I don't understand. Trump needs to get rid of this guy. He needs to get rid of a lot of his staff and get serious about this campaign. And he's just not right now. And that's going to be his downfall, is falling short with delegates at the convention.
You know, without a doubt. Well, the fight continues, and we'll keep you up to date, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Meyer has been with us. Ron, thank you so much. Ron is the Red Alert Politics editor. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 before the top of the hour.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nisvenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nisvenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nisvenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You need a follow. You'll handle my tomorrow. Your grip, your grace. You know the way you got me tenderly. Yeah. You need a follow. Just light the way and I'll go. Cause I know what you got for me. It's more than I can see. So lead me on.
It's Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Save the Stork. Give them a call or go to the website, SaveTheStork.com. Tell them Bill Martinez sent you. 844-578-6757 is your opportunity to get on the bus with us. We're in the process of, producing another 21 buses. We've got 21 out there right now that are camping out next to facilities that... that do abortion services. And we want to give women an alternative. We want to give them the opportunity to see that baby inside, to see the truth. And we find that when they do this, 85% of the women, all of a sudden they're enlightened. They go, whoa, man, I sensed in my gut, I was sensing this was not the right thing, but I see this life. And they are encouraged by the Save the Stork people. Because they go with them through that journey to help them work through the life alternatives that are available to them. So I highly endorse them. I thank you for getting on the bus with them. Give them a call. Tell them I told you to do so. 844-578-6757. Whatever donation, whatever you can offer, that would be awesome. And thank you so much for participating. As we begin to wrap things up, the other thing I want to remind you of is our after show called Mucho Mas Martinez. We're going to be on Facebook Live after the show, about 10 minutes after the show. And it's our chance to summarize, what happened with today's show, and also look for your input and interaction as to the issues that we talked about. I want to make sure that we're connecting with you and that your voice is being heard here on Bill Martinez Live. Jimmy Sangenberger is with us right now. He's a constitutional conservative speaker, writer, political commentator in the Denver metro area. So he's right in the eye of the storm of all this political happenings there in Colorado. Jimmy, are we holding everybody together okay there?
We're trying. It's difficult, but we're trying to right the ship.
Well, I got to tell you, the way everybody's looking at Colorado, and you got a guy like Trump with a big megaphone, accusing Colorado of being a bunch of knuckleheads and cheating their voters and everything else. Some would say there's it's more indicting on him than it is on Coloradans.
Well, and here's why, because Colorado since 1912 with a brief stint where we tried about 8 years or so where we tried doing a primary system and then changed back to the caucus. Since 1912, though, throughout most of the years since then, we have had a caucus system in Colorado where if we've even had straw polls, they have been non-binding straw polls. Well, this is what happened. This is the truth of what happened, and that is that last August, a decision by the Executive Committee of the Colorado Republican Party came down that said, look, if the RNC, as they had decided, was going to mandate that we have a binding straw poll, which Colorado has not done in the 100 years we've had this caucus process, that we were not going to have a straw poll. It was ratified by the state central committee for the party in September, and this is the thing that's been set in motion since August of last year, and then Donald Trump finally hires a campaign person for Colorado a week before the state convention, and he's behind the eight ball, and now there are a lot of people with sour grapes because they lost due to not following through with the system that has by and large been in place for over 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about their accusation that, you know, this was helter-skelter and, you know, people had 10 seconds to vote and all this stuff? How is that being represented?
Well, I'll tell you, I was elected as an alternate delegate to the Republican National Convention, so I'm planning to be in Cleveland as an alternate for Colorado. Mm-hmm. And I ran a vigorous campaign that was not just about 10 seconds of getting in front of the audience. I did a lot more to do what I could to be able to get elected to that position, to persuade thousands of people, hopefully thousands. It ended up being less than 1,000, but it was still a good number, mm-hmm. enough to get me there. Right. So 10 seconds is what you're given. Because there were 650 people who wanted to be delegates, Bill.
Wow.
You
wow.
can't have more than 10 seconds for people to speak. It was already late in the day, and there were so many people wanting to get their 10 seconds. But there was ample opportunity, so much opportunity to talk with people, to interact, to engage, and to try to win votes.
The 10 seconds was the culmination. You had all the lead-up time, as you say, to convince people that they should really look at you as a delegate.
Exactly. And, I mean, the proof is in the pudding when it comes to who had the real ground game, because the top 16 slots, the 13 delegates and the top three alternates, are Ted Cruz pledged. And the reason that's the case is because the Cruz campaign decided, and I know because I was up against this slate, mm-hmm. they put together a very compelling slate of 15 different people that they encouraged folks to vote for. Donald Trump put together a slate, but his slate card had inaccurate name information, inaccurate number information, and other problems and issues that should have been resolved if you were putting together a coherent campaign.
Was that his local campaign manager's issue?
I'm not sure exactly how that worked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but clearly, you know, there was some incompetence there, and that's what, you know, I mean, if anything, that Donald Trump represents with his, you know, bazillion-dollar enterprise is that he demonstrates competence. I mean, whether it's, you know, with his TV reality show, everything about him says competence, confidence, and that sort of thing. But when you actually see it playing out, especially when he's in an arena that he's not familiar with. I mean, if it's business, it's one thing. But now we're talking politics, and you can't follow the rules, and you're going to make mistakes like this, and even to the point that your own kids forget to register to vote.
Well, here's the thing about this, is that it has the exacerbation of this faux concern over the idea that there was disenfranchisement when people knew about this. And March 6th or March 1st, there were, I think, 60,000 people that came out. These were record attended caucuses. I mean, mm-hmm. it was astounding, some of the people that were coming. And there wasn't a binding straw poll, but there was the opportunity to select delegates to the next level in the process. Mm-hmm. And that is how Colorado has always done it. But here's the thing. Is Donald Trump and the others that have been spewing the rhetoric about this, saying that there's been disenfranchisement and so forth, have been in some ways, and I don't pin this because I think it's personal responsibility, but has in some ways helped to incite this sense that there is something really wrong going on that has actually caused death threats against the state party chairman mm-hmm. and other members of the Colorado Republican Party. There have been intimidations where personal phone numbers and home addresses have been posted on Twitter and retweeted over 600 times. It's abominable, some of the things that are going on as a result of this rampant misunderstanding.
Exactly. And, you know, and adding to that misunderstanding was that YouTube video from Larry Lindsey. This is a Trump candidate for delegate, burning his GOP registration form. You know, what's the response there in Colorado to this video?
Well, I think in the beginning there was outrage because people were wanting to believe him, because it seemed like it was unjust and unfair. But then the facts came out that he simply didn't follow through the process as he was supposed to. He didn't show up for his county assembly, which
this is Larry. This is Larry Lindsey himself. You're
Larry
talking
Lindsey.
About.
Yes, right. Larry Lindsey himself showed up to his precinct caucus. He was supposed to go to his county assembly. He didn't. So then he shows up at the state convention, presuming that he's going to be able to vote and become a candidate for delegate, and he's turned away because he's not there simply because he's not on the list, simply because he did not follow through the process and show up at his county assembly that he was supposed to do. So there are a lot of Colorado Republicans and conservatives that are saying, hold up a second. This is not the truth. The truth of the matter is that if you were informed and you followed the process, as he should have been, he spent 8 minutes talking with the state representative in advance of all this on how the process works. He should have known, and to come out and then go on MSNBC and Fox News and all these different places and present this false narrative, I think that has really helped to gin up all of this concern and support against the Colorado Republican Party.
Well, I find it quite amazing and counterproductive when you have these kind of voices entering in the fray that dismembers the GOP and the conservative message. I mean, the Democrats have got to be just high-fiving one another, you know, for this insanity that is bouncing around. And here you got Fox News wasting time on this kind of deal because, unfortunately, you know, negative news gets the headlines, it gets people's attention. But, you know, meanwhile, we're exercising ourselves away from the most important things that we should be talking about.
You know, we've got journalist malpractice going on across the country where you have media outlets that are misrepresenting what's going on in Colorado and spurring more and more of this sense that Colorado Republicans are disenfranchising people. If you sincerely believe that disenfranchisement is going on because you don't believe or because you're getting all of this information that suggests that that's the case, I suppose I can't blame you for being outraged. But it's the fault of the media for presenting the false narrative that people were actually disenfranchised. You know, folks like Matt Drudge and so forth.
Right. Well, Jimmy, this is why we appreciate you coming on. And this is the purpose of Bill Martinez Live. We're an independent show. We're open. We're not controlled by, you know, people in suits in the big ivory towers that tell us what we, you know, need to, you know, share with the people. You know, we're out pursuing the truth no matter where it leads us. And I'm glad it connected us together so that we could get a proper perspective and get some, you know, factual evidence as to what's going on in Colorado. This is something that has been done for a long time. It's nothing extraordinary, as some would lead you to believe. There is a practicality to the process, and it makes a lot of sense. And we'll see you there in Cleveland as an alternate delegate there, Jimmy.
Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate it. And I hope that there will be a lot of people coming out to show support in Colorado for the Colorado Republican Party.
You got it. Well, that's a wrap for us. Thank you, America. We'll see you tomorrow.
Truly, how would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.